Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today, I'd like to talk about integrity in the modern world. And I think this is a really key topic, and I'm going to put it out there, but integrity is a harder value to hold on to nowadays than ever before. Part of it is because we live in this world where, you know, everything's results driven. There's a rise in kind of everyday narcissism with a focus on me, 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 and promoting yourself and buffing up your CV with AI and all that kind of stuff. And the world's competitive. So if you want to get ahead, sometimes you have to make compromises. And integrity is one of those things that often gets compromised. Now, I'm unlucky enough to have worked with someone who has been described by people who've worked with them before as the person with the least integrity that they've ever met. Luckily, I don't work with them anymore, but what an indictment that is. And when I think about how that person operated, although they did their best to hide their crimes, if you like, in terms of just being dishonest and manipulative, coercive at times, as we know, when we see examples of this happening in public life or when people get exposed for misdemeanors, you do wonder how it is that they got away with it for so long. And it's purely because, although they've got a complete lack of integrity, they railroad their way through, you know, whether it's withholding truth or spinning BS. And when I think of integrity in the modern world, I mean, I've certainly in my lifetime lived through so many. One that really sort of has been in the news in recent years is the Volkswagen emissions scandal, you know, and, you know, they were found guilty of essentially installing some software into diesel cars that manipulated the amount of emissions when those cars were tested. I mean, that's just awful, isn't it? Or you hear of insurance companies and the like fiddling the books to make out that they're profitable and actually they've got no money left in the bank, or you know, other scandals where people high up in organisations have been laundering money or stealing money. But, you know, that's corporate integrity and that's big scale stuff. What about on small scales? Every day we're surrounded by people at work or at home or wherever, and you occasionally get these sort of micro glimpses into someone's behaviour that give you an idea about their integrity. I mean, what is integrity, first of all, I guess? I mean, it's a value, isn't it? It's a core value that is, you know, if you can retain it, is a forever value. Everything else in life kind of comes and goes. But, you know, integrity is something that defines you or an organisation. And, you know, I do think that we focus so much on lack of integrity. We don't praise organisations and people enough when they do have integrity. And there are loads of TV programmes in the UK, like Rogue Traders. I don't know whether it's on anymore. But what they do is they'd have hidden cameras and they'd show these tradespeople who were dishonest, like plumbers or electricians or salespeople who would rip off customers. And I often used to think, oh, it'd be really nice if they had hidden cameras that showed the opposite, someone who's, you know, doing something with integrity and doing the right thing. Because the more you see people do the wrong thing and get away with it, the more toxic it becomes and the more it spreads. And people who normally have, I say normally, but, you know, who have integrity get tempted and start cutting corners. And I think when you, if you're someone who has integrity and you look up to someone who you think has integrity and you see them act in a way that is not displaying that value, the first time you witness it, it really is something. And I remember years ago, the BBC used to have these talent parties, and it's back in 2006, 2007. And they'd hire out a big venue and we'd get invited. And there were loads of very well-known names off TV there. And that you look up to because you see them so often, not so much anymore because people don't tend to watch terrestrial TV as much. But I was horrified at how some of these people treated staff at the venue. Absolutely horrified. And it's not just about behaviour. I am talking about integrity, because they portray one aspect of themselves. The other time I've experienced it is when I've been doing live TV, usually news, and occasionally they'd have these not very nice presenters. And once they're on camera, they're really engaged because they're quite used to reading off an auto cue and having the producer from the gallery speak into their ear and interview you almost like a robot. But as soon as they're off, a lot of them were just really mean and pretty horrible. You know, not making eye contact and making you feel uncomfortable. That to me ties into integrity, because it's about having moral principles, being honest. And actually, if you're acting differently and acting in a way that is unpleasant, that means that you are not someone who has integrity in my books. It's not the same as losing your temper, and it's not the same as being irritable, because that's human nature. Lacking integrity has an element of malice with it. There is a flip side to this, and the flip side is that people who are always seen as having integrity and being nice and, you know, someone you can go to, often get exhausted or burnt out, and they need boundaries. And having boundaries doesn't mean that someone lacks integrity. In primary care, in general practice, we often get dragged into these drama triangles where occasionally another party, it may be a patient, it may be another agency like a hospital or another provider, guilts us or makes us feel bad because they don't get what they want. And that's because they are trying to manipulate us. And you've got to sort of separate out fact from feeling and right from wrong, and what's possible and what's not possible. Integrity isn't those things. It's more about your moral code to do with probity, honesty, and, you know, being able to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. So I found something online recently in terms of what are good examples of integrity. I'll post a link to this. And I was looking at this list thinking, do I do all of these things? So I'll just read them out, actually, because it's quite interesting. One is keeping promises. The next is honouring confidentiality, taking responsibility for one's actions, treating others with respect, admitting mistakes, being honest in all situations, doing the right thing even when no one is watching. I think most of the time, doing the right thing even when no one is watching. If you've had young children, then you'll know sometimes you do things behind their back that you don't want them to know about, like tell them that all the biscuits have run out and then just eat them later. But, you know, no one's coming to harm there, so it's that's what I call a white lie, which isn't the same as integrity. So just thinking about it, good examples of integrity, I was thinking of one to get across, and without sounding too righteous and thinking of one where, you know, talking about the greats like Nelson Mandela or Gandhi, I thought I'd pick a more populist one, and it's about tennis player Andy Roddick. At the Italian Open in 2005. And he actually had match point and appeared to win that point because the umpire, the lines person, everyone had basically said that his opponent's serve on the second serve was out. And Andy Roddick went and inspected the line and obviously saw that there was some chalk dust and said, no, actually it was in. Unbelievably and unfortunately for him, he went on to lose the match and would have actually won that set on that point. And you know, I mean, what an amazing show of integrity, because in sport, it's so easy, the stakes are so high, it's so competitive to go with the flow. It's a bit like being told that you passed an exam and then sort of saying, actually, no, I didn't think I did. There was no need for him to do that apart from integrity. It's debatable, isn't it? And when you hear that story and when you hear people talk about it, a lot of people say, what an idiot. He should have just kept his mouth shut and he would have won that match most likely. But there's a lesson in that, isn't there? You know, wins and losses, successes, they come and go. But integrity is something that's with you forever as a value. What's the upside? What's the downside? Downside is that he lost that match. Upside is that he can sleep at night and he can hold his head up high and he has integrity.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And it's trying to work out what these things are worth to you as an individual. It's interesting, isn't it? Politicians are probably the group of people who come under fire for not having integrity. And it's because they don't always do what they say they're going to do. And they tend to, you know, that list I went through earlier, they make promises, but then they can't keep them. And when they lay out their manifesto, it's full of, you know, idealistic things that they want to achieve. But often it's a case of not being able to do all of that. I have to say, it's interesting that when I think of three, I can name three politicians who I think are great historically. And actually, they're all in different parties. One is Tony Benn, the other is Rory Stewart, and the other is Daisy Cooper, who happens to be my MP. But the common thread that they seem to have is a sort of lack of flannel. And it's not just about, you know, charisma like Clinton and Blair and Obama, who are all charismatic, and I'm not saying that they're bad in any way, but integrity is sort of much more powerful than that. It's not about sheen, it's about your core. Why is integrity so important in the workplace and in general? Because you have honest relationships, and it means that there is this background level of comfort and accountability and ethics, which means that you don't have to constantly watch your back because you think someone's going to do something malign. It reduces the risk of creating a culture of fear. And frankly, it's the right thing to do because that's part of integrity. I'm in a profession where integrity is part and parcel of our professional conduct. And it's really interesting when you look at surveys of the least trusted professions, because trust comes from integrity. It's interesting. It's always the same groups, and it's politicians, journalists, car salesmen, telesales, bankers, estate agents, recruiters, lawyers, bailiffs, and what else was in there? Paparazzi, I think. But, and you can sort of see why. It's because, you know, often these people are either trying to sell something to you or get something from you, and they'll often use techniques to manipulate. But that is not to say that, you know, you can't sort of tar everyone with the same brush. Unfortunately, there will be doctors out there that don't have integrity, and there'll be lots of journalists and estate agents that have masses of it. My final thought is about whether integrity can ever be bad. I don't think it can, but what I would say is, particularly in the climate of mental health that we're in, there is a phrase in the Bible that says the meek shall inherit the earth. And all too often, I've seen that actually in reality on earth, they get crushed. And although I think integrity is paramount, just remember to look after yourself and make sure that you have boundaries, because boundaries and integrity are different. Okay, that was this week's episode of Saving Lives in Slow Motion. I hope that made you think a little bit. Do keep coming at me with suggestions, and thank you so much for the ratings. I really appreciate them. Have a look at the show notes. They might make you just think a bit differently about integrity. And let me know if you've got any examples of good or bad when it comes to displays of integrity. I always love to hear your stories. Thank you so much. You can find me on socials, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and on my Facebook page. Until next time, do stay well, take care, look after yourself. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.